The Diocesan Search Committee of the Diocese of New York and New Jersey presented questions to the nominees they will present at the upcoming Extraordinary Diocesan Assembly for the High Office of Diocesan Bishop. The questions, offered in interview format, were formulated to allow the nominees an opportunity to address, in their own voices, the areas of concern most widely shared throughout the diocese, as delegates and faithful of the parishes seek to prayerfully discern how they shall approach the assembly and the upcoming election. There are two parts to each interview. Each part is comprised of two questions and the responses from the nominee. The following is part one of the interview with Archpriest David Brum. Father David, what are your thoughts and reflections regarding the recent crisis we faced in the Orthodox Church in America?
Having been a witness of the difficulties and challenges we've faced in recent years, I'm pleased to offer my thoughts about how this came about and how it's been handled. And to do that, I'd like to begin with our understanding of the Church. The structure of our Church and our understanding of ourselves as the Orthodox Church in America not only permits, but promotes the active participation of all the members of Christ's body in the Church's life. Each person, be they clergy or laity, each person has a stake in the Church's well-being. Each person has a stake in the success of the Church's life and mission. And each person also has a responsibility. The gifts of each one of us should be used for the good of all. And that's especially important to recognize when it comes to areas of church life, such as administration of the church's material goods, in which bishops and priests often have little or no experience or expertise. Unfortunately, that's not always been recognized, and it's often been the source of tension and misunderstandings and sometimes division on all levels of church life, on the parish level, the diocesan level, as well as the national level. And I think that this was one of the root causes of what took place in recent years. And by this I mean that it seemed that administration on the national level, especially the administration and the stewardship of funds, was something that some within the administration felt was their exclusive realm, even if they were not fully capable of administering the goods and funds that had been entrusted to their stewardship. That approach, added to a lack of real ability and the mentality that sometimes existed that the church was a mom and pop operation, and that added to the reality of fallen human nature and human failings and temptations, added to things simply getting out of hand. It seems that this broke down on all levels of church administration. Church officers, the Holy Synod, and the Metropolitan Council as well. Part of the problem, I believe, was also the result of an inability to communicate thoughts and feelings and concerns in an open and honest way. For some reason, church culture and church people are often reticent or afraid to allow for open and honest discussion. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And so we're all too often afraid to say what needs to be said. And I think that this was the case in the Orthodox Church in America. All of these situations came together and formed that perfect storm that caused this breakdown in the administration of the church, especially in the area of finances. Thankfully, however, people stepped forward in the midst of this perfect storm, people who have the good of the church at heart. Thankfully, we've seen talented and knowledgeable people, experienced people, who have dedicated many hours of hard work to addressing this crisis. They've reviewed the past practices, they've identified the causes of the problem, and they've begun developing and implementing appropriate procedures that provide for transparency and accountability on all levels of church life. And the ability to open communication in positive, healthy, and constructive ways can only lead to better days for the church. When I decided to embrace the Orthodox faith, I sought entrance into the Orthodox Church in America because I was inspired by its missionary vision and its commitment to the peoples of this land, that vision and spirit of St. Hermann and the monastic community that first brought Orthodoxy to North America in 1794. Unfortunately, over these past several years, as a result of this crisis, we've witnessed a decline of the missionary spirit and of the sense of who we are and what we are called to be as the Orthodox Church in America. We've simply been too distracted, and our energies have necessarily been expended elsewhere. But that being said, I think we're back on the right road again. And there's no doubt in my mind that the Orthodox Church in America will come out of this difficult chapter much stronger, more focused, much more capable of fulfilling the mission with which it has been entrusted, that mission of proclaiming the fullness of the gospel to the peoples of this land.
Father David, following the release of the Special Investigative Committee report, the enthronement of His Beatitude Metropolitan Jonah, and the measures taken to address past administrative failures, where would you say we stand today? And what do you regard as the most pressing issues we face in the days ahead?
As I mentioned in my response to the first question, I believe that what we have lived through, as difficult as that's been and as difficult as it can continue to be, what we've lived through can make us much stronger and much more focused and more capable of our mission of evangelization. In this sense, this has truly been a crisis. That is, it's been a turning point, which of course is what the word crisis means. And by God's grace and through our openness to His will for us and our openness to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, we can certainly turn now in the right direction. We've learned our lessons from the past, and now we can move forward more knowledgeable, stronger, more competent, and hopefully more eager to do what the Lord asks of us. The report released by the Special Investigative Committee has been an important part of helping us realize what happened in the past and what the root causes of the crisis were. It identified for us where the breakdown occurred and has provided insight and direction to us so that what happened in the past should never happen again. The election of His Beatitude Metropolitan Jonah was a grace-filled moment for our church. Those of us who were present at the All-American Council in Pittsburgh felt the presence of the Holy Spirit, the palpable presence of the Holy Spirit. We witnessed the Holy Spirit at work in our church. At a time in which we all felt the pain of the recent past and were well aware of the hurt and the disillusionment that people were still feeling, Metropolitan Jonah's election and his message at the time of his election, a message of repentance and reconciliation and forgiveness for the past, his message of hope for the future, we receive that as a welcome relief from the pain and disappointment and the hurt of the past years. We also received his message as a challenge to us to deepen our Christian life and our understanding of the nature of forgiveness and healing. The work of the Holy Synod and the Metropolitan Council and those involved in helping set the course for the future have brought about the initial changes which have been needed. And now we look to the future. We hopefully look to the future. All of this is good and helpful and hopeful, but as His Beatitude has said, we need to forgive. It seems unfortunately that there are many who want to hold on to the hurt and disappointment and that sense of disillusionment that those painful days brought to all of us. But the only way for us to move on as a church, the only way for us to move on as people of faith, is to forgive. Recognizing the mistakes of the past, we can now build upon the lessons we've learned for the good of the church and for its health and its future growth and its development. And I think something that's important is also the fact that we need to learn again how to listen to one another. We need to recognize, or maybe we need to create ways in which open and honest and loving and challenging communication can take place on all levels of church life. whether it be within parish organizations or within parishes or on the diocesan level or on the national level, we need to be able to speak our hearts. We need to be able to speak the truth always in love. Learning to communicate with one another as Christians is essential to the future of our church. Open and honest and responsible dialogue, open and honest communication is necessary if we're to take seriously the work that has been entrusted to all of us. I think that where we stand today is in a place that offers us great opportunities. Opportunities for growth, opportunities to refocus our efforts on living and sharing our Orthodox faith. The pain of the past has begun to heal for those who are able to accept the healing at the present moment. People who are willing to forgive are also willing to move on, having learned the lessons we've learned. And so I see the future of our church in a very optimistic light.
This concludes part one of the interview with Archpriest David Brumm.